Hello, I'm Annabelle.
And I'm Michael.
Hello, and thank you for sharing your bum break with me today. It's really lovely to be here with you.
We're Year 3 pupils at the Dragon.
In this episode, we share our bum break with Mar Ratcliffe, who joined the Dragon in 2006 as a pre-prep class teacher.
In 2008, Mar became head of Year 2 and 3 before becoming pre-prep deputy head in 2015.
We talked to Mar today from the pre-prep library.
I like being at the Dragon because the teachers are kind.
And I like being a Dragon because I have lots of friends.
Ma, you joined the Dragon 19 years ago. What do you like most about being a Dragon?
Oh, I love being a Dragon because you can really be yourself, whether you're a teacher or a child. And it's really important to recognise our differences. We also have lots of opportunities to learn or try new things. And I've been here quite a long time, and I'm even still learning.
Did you have any other jobs before working here?
Yes, before I became a teacher, I used to run hotels and restaurants. And I especially liked opening brand new ones once they'd been built. I then went into recruitment and trained lots of people who wanted to be general managers and run their own businesses. So I've always worked with lots of people in busy environments.
Part of the day is when we have lunch
because it's yummy food.
It's delicious, isn't it?
And mine is after school care. It's super fun.
What's your favourite part of your day at the Dragon?
Well, that's quite tricky. Every day is different, and that's what I really love about the Dragon. And there can be so many parts to my day, as well as being with my class. There's always something or someone that makes me smile and laugh from the moment I meet my team to greeting you and your parents on the front gate. So I guess you could say that perhaps the beginning of each of my new day is my favourite part of the day.
When I grow up, I think I'd like to own a shop.
And I'd like to skydive out of a plane.
Ooh, they're interesting choices.
What did you want to do for a job when you were my age?
Well, I only ever wanted to be a gymnast. I used to train 4 days a week and had aspirations to be part of the GB, the Great British Team. I did really well, but I wasn't quite good enough to make the national squad. But I did help run my school gym club when I was at school with the deputy head, and he gave me a lovely photo of the team that I was training. And when I left school, there was a note on the back that said to my little teacher. And I still have this photo today, and I think in the back of my mind, I always thought that I one day might be a teacher.
What do you think is the most important lesson that we can take away from our time at the Dragon?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Oh, I think definitely to have the confidence to try new things and not be afraid to make mistakes, because we can learn so much from them. And it's really important to be ourselves. And at the Dragon, you're encouraged to be free thinkers and be curious on your journey. I also think at the Dragon, it's such a big school, it's important we get to learn to get along with each other, because there's lots of different types of people, which is also a really important skill for life.
Favourite subject is maths and art lessons.
And I really liked the art workshop that we did this term.
What's your favourite subject when you were at school and why?
Well, Mar was an avid reader, so it's quite good today that we're sitting in the school library, isn't it? And I was one of those children who would hide under my duvet at bedtime so that I could carry on reading when lights were supposed to be out and my mum didn't know. But I also really loved maths. I was quite good at it. And I loved a page of really hard questions to get stuck into. I was also quite competitive as a child, and with the children I sat with in the maths lessons, we loved to race through our work to see who finished first. I also love teaching maths even now, and I love unpicking mistakes with my class to help them learn.
Dragon values are an important part of what it means to be a dragon. A time I showed courage was when I owned up to something I did wrong.
And a time I showed kindness was making a friend a card.
When have you showed kindness or courage?
Ooh, both really important. And I think, well, I hope I'm kind every day. Part of my role, apart from looking after my Year 3 class, is to support and look after all the other teachers at the pre-prep too, and check everyone is happy at work and in themselves. So I hope I show kindness every day. And would you like me to tell you when I'm courageous as well? Yeah? Well, you know I'd run some whole school assemblies. I've done the last couple, haven't I? Mm-hmm. And when I ask you questions, I never quite know what children are going to say back to me. So I never know what answer I'm going to get. So actually, I have to be quite courageous standing up in front of the whole of the pre-prep, don't I?
I enjoy reading and sleeping.
And I enjoy Lego, watching TV and eating.
What do you do in your spare time?
Well, I'm a very active person. Everyone who knows me would say that I never ever sit down. When I'm not watching my youngest son play his school sports fixtures, I like to play racket sports and go out for a long weekend cycle. I also put my walking boots on and go out for a walk each week with a close friend. What else do I love? Oh, I've got two older children and they live and work in London, so I love to visit them. They always take me out to new places, which is really exciting. And I also have friends and family over for supper. But I also do like getting my PJs on really early and get a good book by the fire. So I do know how to relax really as well.
Over to you, Michael.
I'm most proud of the time I built an enormous Lego spaceship. It had lots of detail.
And I'm most proud of the time I became house captain.
What achievement are you most proud of?
Oh, they're great achievements, both of you. Well, I love the mountains, whether it's skiing in winter or hiking with my boots on in the summer. I've climbed lots of high mountain ranges, and my most recent was climbing Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania, which is in Africa. This took me 8 days and was really hard work because of the altitude, and we were packing and unpacking our kit every night to stay in tiny two-man tents, and they only gave us a really small bowl of water to wash every day. So you can imagine how much I was looking forward to a shower at the end of that trip. So it was certainly a challenge, but I loved it, and the feeling at the end of this achievement was amazing.
My hero is Kai from Ninjago because he teaches me how to protect myself.
And my hero is Greta Thunberg because she does amazing things for the environment and she perseveres.
Who is your hero and why?
Well, this might not come as a complete surprise to you, but it was a gymnast called Nadia Comaneci. When she was just 14, she scored the first ever perfect 10 in her performance. Imagine a performance with absolutely no mistakes. She then went on to score 6 more perfect 10s as well at the same games and repeated it all over again 4 years later. And Ma saw her perform at Wembley Arena when I was just 11 years old. So I've always thought so highly of her. My bedroom was covered in posters of her and another gymnast at the time who was also very famous called Olga Corbett. So they were able to compete under huge pressure. They remained so calm and collected and were so determined to do their best. So they were my heroes.
If you could choose a superpower, what would it be and what would be your superhero name?
Oh, wow. Well, that's quite a tricky one, isn't it? I think I would love to be able to fly, go to all those lovely areas in the mountains that I told you that I love, where I wouldn't normally be able to go or reach, so it could be so peaceful and beautiful. So if I could fly, perhaps my superhero name could be Cloud Crest, flying high above the clouds and reaching the tops of those mountains. Do you think that would be a good name?
Yeah. What's your favourite food?
Oh, that's an easy one. I love fish. So I think freshly caught fish cooked in some herbs and spices, possibly Thai sea bass, that would be a lovely choice. It is a difficult one to choose though because I've got a really sweet tooth as well.
What is your favourite sport?
Oh, if I had to choose just one, for me now, I think it would be skiing. Although I do also love playing team sports.
To me, being a dragon means being a great role model for younger children.
And to me, being a dragon means showing the dragon values, kindness, courage, and respect.
What does it mean to you to be a dragon?
Oh, being a dragon is being part of a family, and I think you develop friendships for life. I've made great friends who are teachers or parents of children that I've taught, and my youngest son is also an old dragon, and I've made some good friends who are parents of the friends that he actually made when he was here at school. So you definitely belong to a large and extended family when you are a dragon.
Thank you for sharing your bum break with us today and answering our questions.
Oh, thank you both. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. What interesting questions as well, and I think you've certainly discovered more about Mar Ratcliffe today.
We had a great time too.